And I can only say this. The Ford Dole administration will not be for general pardon or for general amnesty or for general clemency. We're more concerned about the forgotten Americans, the POWs and MIAs still missing in action in Southeast Asia, than we are about those who forgot America and turned their backs on America. I just think it's that serious. I have suggested to Senator Mondale that we debate in the South. We haven't heard anything from Senator Mondale. He may do it. I think he ought to see the South. But I think even more importantly, the South ought to see him and see his record. Somebody wanted to start offering rewards in the South, a $100 reward if he would bring Mondale and an explanation of his liberal voting record to the South. But we haven't fully implemented that plan yet. It would cost so much to ship his voting record. Well, I'm very happy and very proud to be here today, and I have been in Orlando before, and it's an outstanding spot in America. And I know I'm not really quite in Orlando, but I'm close. As close as Lou would take me. But the president gave me one direction. He says, go out and go to work. And he said on Saturday, he's still saying we have a good ticket. And he looked right at me, and there wasn't anyone else in the room, so I assumed, I assumed that was a compliment. Many people ask me how I got on the ticket, and I can say that's getting more questions on that lately than we did early. But I think one reason I'm on the ticket is that I do have a conservative to moderate voting record, that I do know a little about America, and that I've been in the Congress 16 years. I have the experience, and that's the final point I want to make. I've known President Ford for 16 years, and I want to say, first of all, that he's not perfect, and I'm not perfect. We'll leave that to the other side. We're not perfect. We've made mistakes. But as a commentator said 2 weeks ago on a network program, one thing about President Ford, if he wins or loses, one thing you can say about President Ford, he's still the same Jerry Ford who assumed the presidency on that fateful day in August 2 years ago. And he meant by that he's the same honest, decent, open, accessible man leading our country as he was at that time. And that says a great deal for any American man or any American woman to have an office of such great power, immense power, staggering power, and still possess the same qualities he had when he took that office. That's the kind of a man President Ford is, and that's the kind of a man President Ford will be. And one thing that all the polls are now indicating, the people clearly perceive President Ford, though 21%, according to the NBC poll last night, aren't certain about Governor Carter. They don't know where he stands. Now, he's going to try to prove in the debates that he's not vague. And that may take a lot of doing, and that's why they're having three debates, so that Carter can give all his positions on each issue one night at a time. And I hope that, I know not particularly in this area, but I hope you take a look at Senator Mondale's voting on space programs. You might know somebody who's out of work. And see how many times he tried to scuttle that program, which is of some importance to the state of Florida. So let's take a look. Just take a look at the record, and certainly chamber people will. Now, I've said partly in jest, I always tell the chamber when I'm running, don't endorse me, I've got a tough race. You know, don't throw me another anchor, fellas and ladies. I remember once the U.S. Chamber said, we're going to help you. And I shuddered for 3 days, but they came up to my office. Now, here's a list of all the directors in each of the chamber offices in your district. That was in western Kansas. I think there were 40-some, and I discovered 19 had moved about a year ago. Apparently no one knew at the U.S. Chamber, and I can understand that. It's a big organization. It takes time for the mail. But I've always said to my business friends, I really appreciate your help, but please don't give me the endorsement. Because there's a feeling in America that the Chamber of Commerce, Chamber of Commerce, we'll stick with that name, really doesn't help a candidate much, and they're nonpartisan, bipartisan. Many are afraid they might lose a customer if they get out in politics. I've always told my friends in Kansas, I wouldn't worry about losing a customer. I'd worry more about losing my business through some government red tape or government regulation or confiscatory taxes or whatever. That's what you really ought to worry about. So whether it's Judge Kelly or Lou Fry or some other candidate, let's take a look at that and make a judgment. And I just say with all the sincerity I can muster, we need your help. And I get mail from my state now and then from some irate businessman who I've never heard of, and I've got a pretty good memory and a good card file. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about those who write nasty letters you have to let cool for 2 or 3 days before you even sneak up on them. And they're condemning or blaming or somehow castigating the Congress or some member of the Congress for something that happened. But I've never found those people, never discovered them in any political rally or any interest in politics or any interest in government. And I just say the stakes are too high. If you want George Meany to take it all, and as I said yesterday, they asked George Meany a while back to run for president. He said, why step down? So the choice is yours. The choice is yours. I just think it's a clear choice, and I happen to believe we have a pretty good ticket, even if I'm on it. And I really appreciate this opportunity. And again, I thank the chambers involved. If anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to respond. I don't know what your time schedule is. Or if you have any answers, I'll be happy to write those down. Thank you very much. I'll just say in a general way, we're very happy to be in Florida. We think right now Mr. Carter's ahead in this great state, but we do see a lot of movement in the South, including Florida, and I can only say that we're confident when November 2nd rolls around, we're going to be on top, and he's going to be on the bottom.
How far behind,
Chambers? I don't have any new figures. I think the latest figures were somewhere in the 10% range.
What are the issues that you think will be particularly effective for the Republicans here in South Florida?
I think generally we want to talk about the philosophy of the two tickets. I've been in Florida many, many times over the years, and I've spoken to a number of Republican groups and civic groups and others. I think they're concerned about defense spending. They're concerned about new federal programs. They're concerned about Carter's platform, which calls for just 5 programs for over $100 billion. They're concerned about the whole Democrat platform, as Governor Reagan so well addressed last night in his speech to the American people. They're concerned about right-to-work laws. Governor Carter said he would resign a repeal of that. I think they're also concerned about the great influence that George Meany and other labor leaders have on the very liberal Democrat ticket. They're also concerned about Senator Mondale's very liberal record. We'd like to have our debate somewhere in the South just so the American people, and particularly Southerners, could take a look at this very, very liberal record of Senator Mondale.
That'd
be fine with me. Anywhere in the South is fine with me.
We've
He is the Republican nominee, yes.
How quickly do you see a change coming about in Florida?
Well, we think it's changing right now. And I'm basing this on surveys that I've seen, and also having been now, I think, in the 9th southern state myself, there's just a lot of movement. Let's be realistic. It's only been 30 days since our convention ended. They've had over 2 months, and of course Carter had a lot of momentum going. We had a spirited contest in this state and many other states with Reagan and Ford. Now we're all together, and we're catching up for that momentum we lost. It just seems to me that we're certainly in the ball game, and we're going to win on November 2nd.
How are you going to make up those 10 points in Florida?
By a lot of hard work. The president's going to be down here, I think, what, the latter part of this week. I'm going to be back here a number of times. Not that I can do it, but at least we're going to try to articulate the issues and the concerns of Florida. And I think when the chips are down, they're going to pick an experienced leader, President Ford, over someone who has nothing but promises, someone who said yesterday in an interview that if you have above the median income, you're going to get a tax increase. That's what he said. I don't care what he says now, but in the AP interview, it's right there. All you have to do is read it. And a vote for Carter is a vote for a tax increase. And as I've said, he really ought to go back to his plantation and take the tax system with him and spend about 2 weeks giving it some thought. He promised in 75 we're going to have specifics. Then he said, well, I'll give it to you in 76. Now he says he can't give it to us until a year after he's been elected. And then he says, trust me. No.
Could you tell us what you had to say to the Jewish, local Jewish leaders in there?
I think, in essence, I told them as frankly as I could that we needed their help, that we felt we had an outstanding record, and that even more, the most important thing, that President Ford was a man of demonstrated and proven leadership, and that's what it's all about in this election. Who can lead the country? And Mr. Katz was there and was kind enough to introduce me. He can maybe give you his assessment of the meeting.
What did you have specifically to say as far as the issues go?
We talked about the support for Israel. We talked about Social Security. We talked about spending. We talked about the federal bureaucracy. We talked about the Arab boycott. We covered a great number of bases. I don't want to say that's the only thing we covered. I may think of some more. But
why was it closed?
Pardon?
Why was it a closed meeting?
Just so that we could have a frank discussion. There was a mixed meeting. There were some, I understand, who were for Carter, some who were not, and some who were for Ford. And people are reluctant to speak out if they're going to be quoted somewhere or misquoted somewhere.
Where is the president stronger, do you feel, than Jimmy Carter on the issues that you discussed?
Leadership, no doubt about it. If there's anything that President Ford has his head and shoulders above, it's leadership. He's been there. He's been the vice president. He's been the president. He was the ranking Republican on the Defense Appropriations Subcommittee. He understands the need for strong defense. He has an impeccable record insofar as Israel's concerned. And I think everyone agrees that as far as leadership, he's head and shoulders. I want Mr. Katz to respond, though. He may have a different view. So.
No, I don't think there's anything I can add to what the senator has said. I believe that he solicited the views of the group who is here as to what they see as the needs in the country, and I think they expressed the needs that Senator Dole responded to, that they are concerned about the continuance and the strong commitment to Israel. They're concerned about the what are normally spoken of as the general liberal thinking in the country of support for the aged, support for the ill, and of a strong defense posture. And I think on all those, the senator responded.
Were there any
Republicans have a better position on Israel than the Democrats?
I think both parties have a very strong position on Israel. I think the difference, perhaps, if there is such a difference, is that President Ford has demonstrated on a national level, an international level, his position, and it is measurable, whereas Governor Carter has not had an opportunity to demonstrate his position.
Is there any reason to believe why Governor Carter would not be acceptable to the Jewish voter in his position on the survival of Israel?
No, I would think that on the particular issue of the support for Israel, I think that Governor Carter has verbally stated his position, and the Democratic platform has stated his position as a strong
Mr.
support Katz, for Israel.
Are you now supporting the Ford-Dole ticket?
I am strongly leaning towards a Ford-Dole ticket. No, I'm not. I'm registered Democrat.
Senator Dole, since the federal government has just adopted a sunshine law, isn't it a little bit out of line for you to hold closed-door meetings such as this today?
Well, I think there comes a time we're going to have an exchange. I don't have any quarrel. I voted for the sunshine law and been for open meetings, but how, if we're going to discuss in the presence of Democrats, Republicans, Independents, think you have to have an exception now and then. Senator, we're out here now. It's an open discussion. We're telling you everything that happened. But there are some people who probably wouldn't come to the meeting if they thought it was going to be covered by radio, TV, and the writing press. But we're very open. We didn't have our platform drawn in closed sessions as the Democrats did in New York. Ours were open meetings. The press was there. It was a total difference.
Mayor Shaw suggested that you have your debate with Senator Mondale in Fort Lauderdale. What are the chances of that happening?
Well, I just hope that Senator Mondale would agree on some southern area. Fort Lauderdale's fine with me. We've expressed our interest. We've had no response.
Senator, would you like to see Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, I'll just stay here if we can do it tonight.
Is there anything Senator Dole said that disturbed you at all, that you did not agree with during the meeting?
Nothing that I can think of. No, sir.
Senator, you keep talking about President Ford's strong leadership, yet most of the campaign you've gone around attacking what Jimmy Carter's proposed. Why aren't you running a more positive campaign where you're boosting President Ford and saying what he's done?
Oh, we've been doing a lot of that, and we have done a lot. Apparently you've missed those things, but there's been a lot of it. And if you traveled with us, you would know we've had a lot of positive statements. But on the other hand, there are 21% of the people out here don't know where Governor Carter stands. We think that number is going to increase because he does have a number of positions on nearly every issue, and that's an obligation we have in politics or business or in the news, is to articulate and clarify the issues. And his most recent blunder was the tax statement, and I know he may say that he was misquoted, but he wasn't. It's right there in black and white. It's an Associated Press story. It's not mine. He's going to raise the taxes for everybody over the median income. That's $14,000. And even more important, he's going to tax all income the same. So anybody who's been getting capital gains treatment for holding onto their property or their stocks wouldn't have that preference anymore. Thank you.
Excuse me, thank you very much.